Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, That Very Night, a First-Person Account of the Post-Resurrection Appearance of Jesus.
Our lesson for this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 36. Let us listen to God's word for us. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. And they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, Why are you frightened? Why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
I am so glad you are here this evening. What a day this has been. What an incredible, glorious, unbelievable day it has been. Oh, I think I've lost track of time. I know it's late, but my mind is filled, it's racing, I'm too tired to think, I'm too excited to go to sleep. So I'm just glad you're here. You've heard the news, haven't you, about Jesus? Oh, not that he's dead, that he's alive. It's all true. I've seen him myself. Many of us have. In fact, we saw him right here today. Oh, if you haven't heard this, you need to sit down because I've got a lot to tell you. And I promise you it's all good and it's all true. It began early this morning. This is still Sunday, right? Yes. It began early this morning. The women, Mary, the other Mary, Joanna, a couple of the others perhaps, went to the tomb to finish the work of burial. No, we didn't go. I mean, why would we? What was there for us to do? We saw him. I mean, that was just 3 days ago. We saw him hanging on that cross. We saw him suffer. We saw him die. We saw where they laid him in the tomb. What were we to do? You were there. You saw it yourself. And so the women went to the tomb to finish that morbid task. We assumed they wouldn't be gone long. But then again, what did we know? Apparently, when they got to the tomb, that they found that the gravestone had already been rolled away. And then they looked into the tomb and they saw that the tomb was empty. And they were confused by this. This was bewildering to them. They wondered what was happening, what was going on. Yes, that's exactly what they thought. They thought the body had been stolen. I mean, that was the natural thing to think. But who would want a body? Who would want a dead body? Who would want Jesus' body? If anybody wanted it, it would have been us, right? But we didn't want it. And then suddenly two angels appeared to the women and they said, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen just as he said. And with that, the women ran from the tomb. They came back to find us. They were shouting, He is alive! He's alive! Now I tell you, it was early in the morning. I was just awakening and I heard them yelling. It didn't quite make sense what they were saying. And then when I heard clearly what they were saying, I'll confess to you, I didn't believe it. I mean, how could I believe it? We saw him die on that cross just 3 days ago. And now they're saying he is not dead, that he's alive. How could we believe that? But when they began to tell us all that they had seen, Peter and John got up and ran to the tomb. They found it just as the women described it. The gravestone had been rolled away, and when they looked in, they saw the grave clothes, the very clothes that we wrapped Jesus in, lying there, and they knew for themselves that it was true. This convinced them, not just that the tomb was empty, but that Jesus is alive. That's the good news. All of that happened earlier today, and we have spent this day right here, just the few of us, talking together. What does this mean? And now what are we to do about it? We found ourselves laughing and then crying, believing and then not believing. This whole day, all we have done is talk and think and pray and laugh and cry, as we've come to believe that it's really, really true. It was just after supper this evening, we had finished our evening meal when two of the followers, one of them, Cleopas from over in Emmaus, and another, apparently they left early this morning before any of this news came out. They thought, why stay in the city any longer? Let's go back home. Let's get on with our lives. Well, they came running back. They were breathless. They pounded on our door. Let us in, let us in. And when we opened our door, we were so excited to see them. We said, we've got good news to tell you. He's alive. And they said, we know. We've seen him ourselves. Well, no wonder they were breathless. They ran all the way back from Emmaus to tell us this news. I mean, what is that? 7 miles. And this is what they said. They said, as we were leaving the city, we were walking towards home when suddenly a stranger came and began to walk with us. Someone we didn't recognize at all, and he began to talk with us about all the events that had happened in the city that week. And then he began to unfold for us the meaning of the scriptures, of how the Messiah would come, and how the prophecies of old were being fulfilled in this one Jesus of Nazareth. And we wondered how he knew all of this, but we didn't recognize this man. And then when we got to the city, when we got to our homes, we invited this stranger to stay and have supper with us. And as he sat at the table, he broke the bread. And suddenly our eyes were opened and we recognized him. It was Jesus. It was Jesus himself. He was the stranger who had been walking with us the entire day, and then suddenly he vanished. He was gone. And that's when we ran back to tell you the good news. And here we thought we had good news to share with them. So shortly after that, here in this very room, Jesus appeared to us. To us. He came right here. He stood right here. And at first we were startled. We were terrified. We thought perhaps he was a ghost. I mean, how did he even get in here? All day long, the doors and windows have been shuttered and locked. We've been terrified of the authorities. We've wondered what they would do to us, having seen what they did to him. And then suddenly, he just appeared among us. And it's not like he knocked on the door. He just appeared, and we thought he was a ghost. I thought he was a ghost. But then he did the most remarkable thing. He said, "Peace be with you." I love that greeting of Jesus. Didn't you always love it when he would say that to us? Peace. No matter what kind of chaos we were in, no matter what kind of trouble we were in, no matter what kind of turmoil, Jesus would say, "Peace." And suddenly there was peace. It wasn't like he was just saying those words. This isn't just a greeting he gave us. This is a gift that he would give to us. Peace, he would say. And so as he stood there, he said, "Peace be with you." And I am still thinking that this is a ghost. I mean, even after all that we have heard today, I'm still not understanding that it really could be true. But as he stood there, I got to thinking to myself, there will come a day when some people will say, "Well, Jesus never lived at all." Well, we know that's not true. We walked with him. We talked with him. We listened to him preach and teach. We watched him heal people and perform miracles. Oh, we know that Jesus lived. And there will be a day, I'm sure, when some people will say, "He never died." Well, we know that's not true. We watched him die. We watched him die. On that cross, we watched him suffer and die. We were there. We saw it. I'll never forget that day. You'll never forget that day. We know he died. But here I am thinking, I'm not sure I can believe that he's really alive now. And Jesus must have seen something in my face or something in my eyes because he turned to me and said, "Come. See the nail prints in my hands and in my feet. Come and see that it is me." He was inviting me to touch his wounds just to prove that it was really him, and I didn't. I could have, but I didn't because I didn't need to. I knew in that instance that it was really him. And then he did the most incredible thing. He said, "Have you anything to eat around here?" It sounded exactly like one of my kids rummaging through the pantry, calling to my wife, "Is there anything to eat around here?" And so we gave him a piece of the broiled fish that we had for dinner, and he ate it. Ghosts don't eat broiled fish. This is not an encounter with the dead we had. This is proof to us that Jesus is alive. Right here, right in this place with us. I think I told you, I'm losing track of time, but he stayed with us really quite a while. And he started telling us again things that he has been telling us all along. Stories that we've heard him say before, but he wanted us to hear again. It was almost as if he was giving us a review for the final test. He told us of the prophecies of the scriptures of how the Messiah would come, the Messiah of God, and that he was that one. He explained to us again how the law and the prophets and the Psalms all point to him. He told us again how he had instructed us that coming to Jerusalem, he would suffer and die and then be raised again on the third day. Oh, these are stories that we have heard him say over and over again that we never really understood, never really believed until today. And now I know that what he's saying to us is really true. We all believed it. Except for Thomas. Oh, poor Thomas. Thomas wasn't with us this evening. I don't know where he was, but he wasn't here. And when he returned, we told him everything that Jesus had said to us, how he had appeared to us, all that he had taught us. And Thomas said, "I don't believe you." And it wasn't that he was saying he didn't believe what we were saying. He didn't believe what we believe. He was saying, "I can't believe like you believe. And I won't believe like you believe until I get to see the nail prints in his hand, until I can touch the wound in his side. I can't believe." And I don't blame him. I'm not sure I could believe if I hadn't seen what I have seen. And that's going to be a challenge for us. How will people ever come to believe that Jesus really is alive if they haven't seen what we have seen, if they haven't seen him like we have seen him? Well, that's the issue we're going to have to work out, because before Jesus left us, he gave us what I can only call a commission. He said, repentance and forgiveness of sins is now available to all people in all nations. So go and be my witnesses. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Well, I realized just then, our journey with Jesus has not come to an end. Our journey with Jesus is just beginning. He's sending us out to be his witnesses, his ambassadors, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins to others as he has done for us. Imagine that. And then he said, I command you to stay here in the city. Stay right where you are until you have received what the Father intends for you, the gift that the Father will give to you, until you have received power from on high. And with that, he raised his hands and he breathed on us and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I have no idea what he is talking about, but I promise you, I believe him, and I will trust him and obey him, and I will follow him wherever he leads us, because I now know that he is the truth, because he speaks the truth. Oh, I am so glad you've come this evening. What an incredible, glorious, unbelievable day this has been. I needed to tell somebody what has happened today. And now I realize that there are lots of somebodies that I need to tell. Oh, of course, you can tell anybody you want. You can tell everybody you want, because it's true. Everything I have told you is true. Jesus is alive. I got to get some sleep. I am just exhausted. And we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of people to tell. And what a joy that will be to tell them that Jesus is alive. And in his name, peace be with you.